There is another story in the news today about troops scavenging for equipment. This story involves six reservists with the 656th Transportation Company based in Springfield, Ohio. In April of 2003, the unit was to transport fuel and key equipment from Kuwait to the battlefield in Iraq, but they lacked enough vehicles to ferry the fuel and their equipment. So they took two vehicles and parts from a third that they thought had been abandoned by other units. The reservists said they were doing what was necessary to do their job. The military court-martialed six of the reservists for theft. One of them was Daryl Burt, a former chief warrant officer with the 656th.
You know that the rules are that you're supposed to ask or request written permission, but we felt in that particular time that this is necessary to put us into the fight.
How common is this kind of thing?
Very common, very common. If something didn't work, you typically left it behind. If you were traveling on the road, whether in Kuwait or in Iraq, and your vehicle broke and it was going to take, our rules were that if it was going to take more than 30 minutes to fix, you left it on the side of the road. You took what you could very quickly and moved on. You did not want to slow your convoy down. And this was not just in the beginning, but the whole time that we were out there moving the fuel up and down the highway, that if something broke, you left it on the side of the road if it was going to take too long to fix.
I guess the baseline question is, why didn't you have the equipment in the first place?
I don't know. The Army designates each unit to have certain types of equipment. Nobody ever questioned the higher headquarters. Why weren't they giving us support to move these containers when they knew it was essential for us to support our own mission?
Looking back, was there something else you could have done instead?
Could have refused to go to the war, stayed back and said, listen, we can't go without this stuff, and we're not moving, or went and not been able to perform our mission to the extent. In other words, like, if a vehicle broke, then just leave it, rather than being able to fix it. Because if you don't have your tools, if you don't have the parts that you brought with you, because you weren't able to order parts for quite some time, while you're on the move, you just don't set up and say, oh, send a request up for parts, because it's just not that easy how the supply system works. So options were, don't go to the fight, go to the fight and not be able to perform the way we did. Those are would be your options.
I'm just curious, Mr. Burt, did you happen to see last week the Army specialist who asked a very pointed question of Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld?
Yes, ma'am.
What did you think about that question?
I was kind of surprised that it's still happening, but not totally. Yes, I firmly believe that they shouldn't have to go to landfills and pick through, that there ought to be a better process. But I was taken back that he felt that there wasn't an issue, and I'm feeling that either one of two things, that either he's not being told that there's an issue, or that if he's being told that he doesn't think it's an issue because he's not there going through it, and so he could almost be like an ostrich and keep his head in the sand and not, if it doesn't concern him, not worry about it.
You know, there are some in the military, and in the military in particular, who will say rules are rules. And you knew what the rules were, and you broke them. As you think about this, have you been able to make sense of it?
Yes. I know there's rules, and I know we broke the rules. But when you deal punishment out for rule breakers, you should look at reasons why the rule was broken, and how it was broken, and for what purpose, and then come with punishment appropriately.
Daryl Burt, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you for your time, ma'am.
Former Army Chief Warrant Officer Daryl Burt, he was awarded a Bronze Star for his first 4 months of service in Iraq. After his court-martial, he spent 6 months in the brig and was dishonorably discharged. A Pentagon spokesman had no comment on the case today.